The presence of God is in the house. Everyone must return from this convention transformed, translated, and enthroned. Your days of slavery and servitude shall be over. Your days of being looked upon as a liability shall be over. Your days of being a concern to anyone shall be over. This convention shall answer to his name in your life. And for all who have been a part of putting this together, from the youth, alive, leadership, and all the various levels involved, be openly rewarded in the name of Jesus. Those who seek for the good of others don't lack good. Be rewarded for your labor. Leadership at various levels, at state levels, at station level, driving this revival wave among the youths, be openly rewarded. In the precious name of Jesus. Something interesting about the truth is that it applies to all categories of human beings, including children. Paul said to Timothy, "And from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." And from a child, 2 Timothy 3:15, from a child. So anyone that's open-hearted has natural access. Just be open-hearted and you have natural access. Just be open-hearted and you have natural access. At the age of 16, I found out that I've been redeemed as a priest and a king to reign on the earth. I was 16 years old, maybe too old. But I found it, nobody preached it to me, I found it by myself. And though they were all joyfully slaves, nobody thinks of anything called reigning. We are only waiting to go to heaven while we reign with Christ. But I found it as I opened my heart and searched in scripture. What are you looking for in Revelation? That's where I went. He wanted to show me and he took me there. I never had to preach in my life. I was 16 when I found that it's good for a young man to bear his yoke in his youth. Don't play away your youth. It can become an eternal regret. Nobody preached Lamentation 3:27 to me. And from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. I was 20 when I found out that as the ostrich lays eggs and hatches them not, so is a man that gets riches and not by right. He shall live it in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. At 20, I found it. No one preached it to me. I don't know what an ostrich is, but I know it's an animal. Praise God, it's a bird. Don't touch what is not your own, or you cut down your life's farm. Don't touch it. Don't get on Cooper's scam. Don't rob people on it. You cut down your life by 20 years, 40 years, and then you're just gassed up. Nobody preached that to me in this world, sir. And from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. From a child. Stop playing baby, my friend. I'm from a child. In the precious name of Jesus, this convention shall mark a turning point in your life. And from a child. Set yourself for definite word encounters. They are assets in the kingdom. What encounters establish your stand with God? Imbues confidence, God confidence in you. Put in command of situations, circumstances. Set yourself for definite encounters with God by His word. If you are not an improvement on our own generation, then you have failed. You have failed, complete failure. But you shall not fail. Yes. I shall be alive to celebrate your explosion. So get set. He said, began. I attended my first conference at 16. And what was it? God is not slow. It was a baptism of life that I received in that conference. From 2 Peter 3:9. The reverse translation: God is not slow. The present one you are using said, God is not slack as some cast slackness. But the theme of that meeting was God is not slow. And those vibrant preachers, man, we had no musical equipment, we had nothing, but it was a big time conference. And then no microphone, you can reach everybody at the same time. The crowd is not that much. Praise God. But God is not slow. Faith without patience equals crisis. Equals trauma. Followers of them who through faith and patience inherit or obtain the promises. I got that done, or got that encounter at 16. And so building a church from 4 to 6 to 7 to 8, I wasn't perturbed. I've known that faith and patience what culminates in exploits. Faith with patience. Don't lose your faith. Keep at work. God is not slow. He's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. And now from 2 to 4, 4 to 6, 6 to 10, 10 to 20, there is no Sunday we don't have 1,000 souls saved in this church.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no Sunday.
Thank you.
That we don't have 1,000 people standing up to receive Jesus in this church. You will have an encounter of a lifetime in this convention. Yeah. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated, please. Please get seated. Help me tap your neighbor. You are not too young to understand the scriptures. Just open up your heart. Just open up your heart. Every session in this convention will be explosive. Something unusual will be coming across your way. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let me start tonight with this apostolic warning. Beware of the new generation syndrome that wants to make everything in the past look irrelevant, unnecessary, inapplicable. Beware. The truth says, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16 and 17. Where is the good way? We are in our father's trod, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. I mean, that's an old thing. Stop. That's an Old Testament approach. We will not walk therein. I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. And what happens? Verse 18. Therefore, hear ye nations, and know all the congregation, what is among them. Go further, please. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon these people. A disconnect from the past makes the future bleak. Please understand, if everything was wrong with the past, the past will be only as relevant as your parents are irrelevant to your life. They were here before you, and you came through them. as long as they deserve honor, the exploits, the impact of the heroes past must remain honorable to you. It's the only way to secure your own destiny. We cannot ignore the old to birth the new. No one gave birth to himself here. Walking in the path of the old is what births the new. Every new generation must take its bearing from what already exists. As for the old path, the good way they walked to command the exploits and the dominion they walked in, and walk therein, and you obtain results after the same order. The things that are written aforetime, they are for our learning, that we through the comfort of scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. A disconnect from the past is a risk. Everything new is birthed by the old. Every great tree today began with a seed from the old one. This implies that every new thing is clearly a product of the old. Every new thing is clearly a product of the old. If you are Abraham's seed, Jesus said, do the works of Abraham. You cannot be as obedient to God as Abraham was and not operate in the Abrahamic realm of blessings. If you hearken to my voice, like Abraham did, and observe to do what I command you to do, I will set you on high above all nations of the earth. That's where Abraham found himself. Every commandment of the Lord was suitable for him. No argument, no slow motion. If you're Abraham's seed, you do the works of Abraham. You can't subscribe to divine direction, my friend, as Isaac did, and not become the envy of your world. Go only the way it directs you, not anywhere, not where everybody's going. Thou shalt not go down to Egypt. Say, yes, sir. It was popular traffic then. He stayed back. Isaac, and planted in the same year and reaped 100-fold. He went forward, he worked strong. The Philistines envied him. And we, brethren, as Isaac, the children of promise. If you be as directed or follow God's direction as Isaac and work as hard as Isaac, you're free. I have no ministry under heaven that I'm envious of. There's no way they will invite me to in the world today that I will consider it an addition to my profile. Follow his leading and walk like he walked. You can't walk in the fear of the Lord as Joseph did and not have access to the secrets of God. The secrets of God is with them that fear him and not imagine a star like Joseph did. Walking in the fear of God gives you access to the secrets of God that makes stars of believers. Yes, the fear of God not walking anyhow than living anyhow. The benefit of the past is unfathomable. I'm a product of the valiant man of the past. They tutored me. They helped to equip my going. And I'm glad I subscribed to it. There is no software for obedience. You have to obey. No software for assessing divine direction. You have to go for it. No civilization will ever catch up with the authority of scriptures. No civilization under heaven will ever catch up with the authority of scriptures. Settled in heaven forever. More current than tomorrow's news. They are new every morning. Every verse is new every morning. Grace is faithfulness. Beware of the new generation syndrome that has no regard for the past. That dubbed the past as irrelevant. Dubbed the past unnecessary. Dubbed the past old-fashioned. I'm walking in the steps of the faith of Hagen, and I'm having the best fun of my life, watching God, just the hand of God, raw hand of God, provoked by faith, active faith, revelation-prone faith for my very eyes. I'm walking in the faith of Copeland, the faith of supernatural abundance, no question mark, no abracadabra, walking like fire. The past is an asset, not a burden. You don't walk in the ways of the past giants. You never imagine one. Therefore, don't be slothful. Shortcuts are not safe. Shortcuts can be costly. The few minutes we have, I want to introduce you to one fundamental requirement for assessing the realm of dominion. This is captioned understanding the times and seasons of life. Understanding the times and seasons of life. If you miss your planting season as a farmer, you have lost out of the harvest for the year. Understanding the times and seasons of life. We serve a God of times and seasons. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. And this God makes all things beautiful in his time. So we must be conversant with his timings, not to lose the beauty ordained for each season in our life. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. In 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, we have the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do at any point in time. 1 Chronicles 12, 32. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because they knew not the time of their visitation. This is the prime time of your life. Please be sensitive. The season you are in now, according to scriptures, is where your future is determined. Therefore, don't sell off your birthright. When is your seasons of visions where you have a bearing for your life? Your young men shall see visions. Your young men shall see visions. Joel 2, 28 and 29. Your young men shall see visions. Your young men shall see visions. Joel 2, 28 and 29. So you are in your age of visions. The age of discovery of your bearing in life. That's what qualifies it to be the prime season of every life. Prime. Prime. It's a custodian of your future. You sell off, you have sold off your future without knowing. First John 2, 13 and 14. I've written to you, young men, because you have overcome the world. It's the season of overcoming the issues of the present, including that of the future, including those of the future. Your season of building up for triumph, triumphant living. Verse 14, I've written to you, young men, because you are strong. The glory of young men is their strength, and the glory of old men is their gray hair. You are strong. It's your season of strength against the day of battle. If you faint in the day of battle, it's because your strength is small. Proverbs 24, verse 10. And the word of God abides in you, your age of discoveries. Your age of discoveries, discovery of treasures in the world. Discovery of treasures in the world. Discovery of treasures in the world. My son, you have two eyes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down and say, try, it didn't work. Anytime you are looking unto me, to men, never claim to be looking unto me, but fix your eyes on me, you'll never be ashamed. Discoveries. You are in your age of discoveries, which defines the beauty of your future. Discoveries. I've never had to go begging once by that discovery. My son, there's a place for you on top if you're interested. He said to me from Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. I said, I'm interested in whatever I tell you to do, do it. So, doing it brought us to Canaan land. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. It may not sound logical. It may look abusive. As if you have no IQ. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. You're on your way to the topmost top. Very simple. Discoveries. Young man. The word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Awesome season. season of vision, of triumph, of strength, of discoveries. The most loaded season of a man's life. I found in those days, yes, that a man that's diligent in business, he shall stand before kings, shall not stand before me, amen. Be diligent in your business. You don't need no connection with anybody. They will seek to connect with you.
Yes, sir.
Simple. I cannot imagine one day when I will sit in somebody's office and say, "Is it coming first?" Where will I even have the time? No. Those who do know their God, don't beg men. Those who do know God, don't beg men. Your days of begging are over.
Amen.
There are discoveries in that book that will make you live a begging-free life. That will put you in command of situations and circumstances. Set yourself to make the most of this season. He said, remember now the Lord your God in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, when you say, "I have no pleasure in them." You don't discover the treasure in giving today, you remain a non-giver and end up a pauper. The earlier you discover, the easier it is for you to engage. You're all running. You don't discover praying the power and blessing of praying kingdom and having prayer now. By the time issues arise over your life, over your head, here and there, kingdom what? You have too much weight to deal with. Remember now the Lord your God. Ecclesiastes 12:1. In the days of your youth, before the evil days come, when you will say, "I have no pleasure in them." That's how beautiful this season is. That's how loaded this season is. No destiny here shall be wasted.
Amen.
Your destiny shall not be wasted.
Amen.
Your destiny shall not be wasted.
Amen.
You are in the planting season of your life. Every seed of the word planted in your heart today guarantees a harvest of testimonies tomorrow. Every seed of the word, said, now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. The seed is the word of God. Every seed of scriptures sown in your good and honest heart today guarantees a bountiful harvest of testimonies tomorrow. Every. I was 22 when he sowed the seed of my seeds at 3 in my heart. I wasn't called to ministry. I wasn't going for ministry. I was just enjoying myself in the Lord and just loving him. I mean, every seed of scriptures sown in your good and honest heart today guarantees supernatural harvest tomorrow. Because it's the incorruptible seed, the word of God. You can't destroy it. When it's sown, it's bound to yield harvest. I was 22 when I said, "Holy Spirit, if you are here and you truly guide me now. I don't want to ask anybody in this town where these fellows live." And I said, "Go forward." "What? Go to a T-junction, make a left." I was 22 when I heard the voice of the Holy Ghost, succulent, baritonic, unmistakable. He's still speaking to me today.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Every seed of scriptures sown into your good and honest heart today guarantees a bountiful harvest tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
So don't just be hearing the thing. Receiving them in your heart is what creates a future. Receiving them in your heart is what creates a future. Receiving them in your heart is what creates a future. My prayer is that every one of us will remember this event for many years to come. Remember, you remain a non-giver and end up a pauper. The earlier you discover, the easier is it for you to engage. You're all running. You don't discover praying, the power and blessing of praying kingdom and heaven prayer now. By the time issues arise over your life, over your head, here and there, kingdom what? You have too much weight to deal with. Remember now the Lord your God. Ecclesiastes 12:1. In the days of your youth, before the evil days come, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. That's how beautiful this season is. That's how loaded this season is. No destiny here shall be wasted. Amen. Your destiny shall not be wasted. Amen. Your destiny shall not be wasted. Amen. You are in the planting season of your life. Every seed of the word planted in your heart today guarantees a harvest of testimonies tomorrow. Every as a trainee astronaut outside the age of 21, old, so those who made their way into space, they get started early. You can't train as a commercial pilot after a certain age. You can go for a private license, and then if you kill yourself, that's your arrangement. But there's an age where you cannot be entrusted with other human lives. No matter how much crave you have for professional sportsmanship, a particular age comes, you cannot. You are no longer eligible. You are no longer eligible. No longer eligible. You can't start a football career at 40. No, there is no club that will take that liability. You have become untrainable. Because the boys who are doing it are just 17, 18. When they dribble you, you fall down. And then you may not stand up again. Amen. Too late. Too late. Too late. That makes this season great for you. Know where you are going on time, my friend. Time. Know where you are going on time. Where you have the strength to run.
Yes, sir.
Where you have the strength to run. Everything about life is timed. May you not miss your season. May you not miss your season. May you not miss your season. We have this timing laid out in scriptures. In Numbers chapter 1, interestingly, we have them two verses following each other. Numbers 1:30, 32, 34, 36, 38, 48, I mean 40. From 20 years and upward. So I don't number them who are able to go to war. 20 years upward. That's when you get enlisted in the adventure of life. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their families. And then you go down the line, he begins to call them family by family, and he began to number them from 20 years upward. He said, to where? Now, chapter 4 of Numbers, we saw the next segment of the seasons of life. Chapter 4 of Numbers, verse 30. From 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old. That means the other one is 20 to 30. You're expected to find your bearing in the race of life. And from 30 to 50, you are required to prove your worth in the pursuit of the vision of your life. Some highly dedicated ones, they began to impact before their 30. Everyone in genuine pursuit of God's vision for his life is expected to flow into between 30 and 50 and begin to prove their worth in the pursuit of the assignment. It's all classified. So from youth to young adult and to full grown adult. Life is an adventure in times and seasons. Life is an adventure in times and seasons. Some have eaten hamburger away. They've lost bearing for their just, everybody's going somewhere, they just join and they start going. Some men just followed after them, not knowing where they were going. They said they went after him in their simplicity. Everybody's going to Benin Republic, let's go. Can we move forward to Côte d'Ivoire? Why not? Now, let's go to Burkina Faso. Let's go. And then you go and go and go and go and arrive nowhere. In the precious name of Jesus, everybody here will not waste his life. As a bird wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. Proverbs 27 and verse 8. As a bird wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. Therefore, let everyone abide in the same calling we are in his call. Let him abide there. Hunger of one day sold off a whole birthright. Hunger of one day. In the precious name of Jesus, my prayer for you today is that no one will sell off his. If it is your age of discovery, what do? Start building a library relevant to where you are heading for. Start building a library, or you are building a mortuary without knowing. Start building a library for purpose of making discoveries, embarking on objective study. What am I looking for? Objective study. There's a time I got prompted to buy 400 copies of Building Successful Home Sales, and then we studied it with three objectives. What are we doing that we should not be doing? What should we be doing that we are not doing well enough? What should we not be doing that we are doing? Objective study, not reading for fun. Objective. We made findings, did a review, and the sales jumped to 10,000 from 3,000 plus. Your season of discovery plays a demand on you. Only they that seek we ever find. is your season of prayer and fasting. Why? Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. It's your season of in-depth word study. A high taste for the world. Every one of us here shall be a definite, unmistakable improvement on your parents, no matter how high grace is upon their life. You shall go above all the giants known in this commission. Your generation will be a definite improvement on our own generation. As you commit yourself to the things that will be happening on this mountain, where God is set to empower you and I for next levels of dominion. And so shall it be for you. And so shall it be for you. And so shall it be for you. Let's bring home these seasons through some scriptural illustrations. Joseph was sold into slavery at 17. He maintained the fear of God as a lifestyle. How can I do this in a sin against God? He testified subsequently, but I fear God. You can't fear God and not know. He had integrity. He could be trusted. And at 30, he ascended the throne of Egypt. Genesis 41 and verse 46. At 30, Joseph ascended the throne of David. I mean, the throne of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He was 30 years old when Pharaoh handed over Egypt to him. David brought down Goliath at 17 with a hot, undying passion for God. He didn't go for the world, he went for God. How is it so circumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God? I'd rather die than watch this continue. Passion drove him against Goliath, brought him down. And 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 4, he ascended the throne at 30. I'm trying to help you to see these times and seasons in scriptures, how they interpret themselves from scriptures. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our perfect example, knew his mission at 12. It was an amazement at 12. Don't you think I should be about my father's business? They were astonished at his questions and answers at the age of 12. Luke 2, 47 to 49. And he blew the world open at 30. Luke 3, 23. Times and seasons of life, no guesswork. No guesswork. And guess what? The Bible says, in the end time, and a child shall lead them. What happens? So we're going to have teenage major authors. Yeah. Teenage big time entrepreneurs. Yeah. Just get hooked onto God. You become an amazement to your world. You become an amazement to your world in no time. Get hooked onto God. Get hooked unto God. My prayer is that between now and 50, every one of you will have your footprints on the sands of time. Every one of you will have your footprints on the sand of time. Every one of you shall have your footprints on the sand of time. In the precious name of Jesus. In our contemporary times, we have giants in ministry like Kenneth Hagin, Oral Robert, and T.L. Osborne. They all blew into ministry as teenagers. They rocked the world with the call of God on their life. They were like angels in human flesh. They were like angels in human flesh. Why am I saying this? Awake thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Awake! Stop being a playboy on the street. A respected friend of mine, Mike Murdock, said, there are two kinds of regrets in life. Two kinds of pains, he said. The pain of discipline and the pain of regrets. No one will say he chooses the pain of regret, but by refusing the pain of discipline, you have chosen the pain of regrets. You have chosen the pain of regrets. Someone who will be outstanding tomorrow will not be draggy today in response to his assignment in life. Will not be draggy today. Will not be draggy today. You either subscribe to the pain of discipline, or you have chosen the pain of regret. The ball is in your court. There is nowhere you run to under the sun without taking responsibility, you end up in liability. There is nowhere you run to under the sun, sir, without taking responsibility, you end up in liability. God's covenant with man has no racial delineation or regional delineation. The same God over all is rich unto all that call upon him, wherever they live. Romans 10:12. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all. No difference between the white and the black. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Your life will not be wasted. Your life will not be wasted. Yeah. You not sell your battle for a muscle of meat. Yeah. We need this clear understanding of times and seasons. It will keep us on the go. It will deliver from distraction. It will keep you focused. As I close, knowing where you are going is key to getting anywhere. May you enjoy, experience, encounters on this mountain that will help define what your mission on earth is. Therefore, be spiritually positioned. Because a carnal man cannot receive anything from God. Endeavor to be in the spirit so you can hear when God is speaking. And live here with a clearly defined mission for your life. And abide there with full responsibility. And in no time, you become the envy of your world. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Lord, the biggest clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. When the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, it means that wherever you are going, somebody has been there before. Be humble enough to find out. Be humble enough to locate such individuals, find their resources, dwell on them, then get going. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Thank God for the privilege of being part of this convention. Thank God for the privilege of being a partaker of this convention. Thank God for the privilege of being a partaker of this convention. Celebrate and magnify Him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Man had dominion and lost it after the fall. Jesus came and restored it back to us. So until a man finds Christ, he is not a candidate for dominion. We are dead in our trespasses until Christ steps in to raise us out of the grave. I'm going to pray for a number of people here tonight that know that they know that they know that they are not born again yet. Dominion begins with new birth. After God made man, he blessed him and said, have dominion. He said, the day you eat of that fruit, you die. Adam ate of it, he died and lost dominion. Jesus came and restored dominion back to mankind through redemption. So you can't talk about dominion without being saved. Please get seated. Tonight, we are here in this opening night of this convention, destined for dominion. The dead have no destiny. How much more a destiny of dominion? So if you are here tonight, you want me to pray with you to be born again, become a child of God, have your sins forgiven, and begin in this new realm of life. I'll be glad to do that. Please stand to your feet. You want me to pray that prayer for you? You want to be saved tonight? Stand to your feet. Jesus, save my soul. Stand to your feet. Forgive me my sins tonight. Stand to your feet. Make me a child of God tonight. Stand to your feet. Make me a new creation tonight. A new creation tonight. Stand to your feet. Jesus, wash me with your blood tonight. Stand to your feet. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. You want me to pray that prayer with you? Amen.
Amen. If you are also here tonight, if you'd like to join us here at the front to give your life to Christ, please kindly come forward. Come forward tonight. Let's put our hands together as they come forward. Today is your day of salvation. Come forward tonight and join us as we receive Christ.
This is real. This is real. Now, all of us who are standing, please quickly fill out those forms. I'm going to pray over you right there where you are. And then Jesus will save your soul. And wherever you are around the world, you are hooked onto this service, you know you are not saved, it's your opportunity. As you follow in this prayer, Jesus will save your soul and write your name also in the book of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We'd like to be sure we get all your slips, please, so we can be part.